All right, what's going on, everybody? This is End Time Headlines. I'm your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. It is Thursday, November the 2nd. And again, we want to welcome everybody via by audio. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, perhaps you're listening by Rumble, by YouTube, or by Facebook Live, whatever the case may be, we want to welcome you to tonight's program. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you and where you guys are joining from. So tonight, I want to talk about a subject that I've titled, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like 1933. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, before we get started on this thing tonight, guys, please do me a favor, hit that like button. This pushes our material out there on the algorithms, on Rumble and on YouTube and even on Facebook Live or whatever the program or platform you're listening from. We'd love for you guys to help us out by hitting that like button, that share button, that bell notification to be notified of when we go live. And of course, if you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to do that today. It's available on Apple and Android devices. And again, it's absolutely free. It's for your convenience. And it enables you to keep up with everything that we're doing here at End Time Headlines. Again, do not rely on major social media outlets and platforms to do this because of censorships, because of shadow banning, and they're just completely deplatforming many ministries and programs out there. So we want to make sure that you guys get our information. So again, download the free app today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be ready to go. So when we talk about 1933, I would hope that most of you guys would know this, but you'd be surprised of how many people out there don't. And that is, in 1933, there was significant major events that occurred that had profound impacts on the Jewish population. Especially in Nazi Germany. And this, of course, was related to the rise of Hitler. There was key events that continue to escalate. So I want to talk, we'll take you a little bit of a trip into history, and then we're going to bring you to present today. And it's absolutely, I'm going to show you things that are absolutely astonishing and shocking that we are witnessing after all that we went through in 1933, 1934, 1935, that we are repeating history itself, but that's exactly what's happening. Adolf Hitler became the Chancellor of Germany on January 30th, 1933. He was appointed again as the Chancellor of Germany, and this would mark the beginning of the Nazi rule in that country. After he was appointed, the Nazi regime implemented a series of anti-Jewish policies. They promoted Aryan supremacy and then began persecuting the Jewish community. This included, and I need you to hear this and hear this well, it included the boycott of Jewish businesses, the expulsion of Jews from civil service positions, and the enactment of the Reichstag fire decree, which suspended civil liberties and allowed for arbitrary arrest of political opponents, of course, including Jews. Then came, in September of 1935, the Nuremberg Laws, which enacted, these laws were enacted by the Nazis, who defined, in these laws, they were able to define who was considered Jewish based on ancestry. These laws stripped German Jews of their citizenship, and imposed numerous discriminatory measures. Then we went to the next phase, which took place between November 9th and 10th of 1938, where it was called the Night of Broken Glass, where a violent pogrom against Jews occurred throughout Nazi Germany. This resulted in Jewish businesses, synagogues, and homes being vandalized, looted, and destroyed. Many Jews were arrested, and some were even killed. This event marked a significant escalation of anti-Jewish violence. Then the final phase was the immigration and immigration restrictions that were enacted by the Nazi regime that imposed various restrictions on Jewish immigration, making it difficult for Jews to even leave Germany. At the same time, many other countries, including the United States of America, had strict immigration quotas in place, limiting the number of Jewish refugees that they would even accept. And we know, according to history, guys, this would result eventually in the death of 6 million Jews. And I'm not going to go into great detail on how that took place, but most of you know this. But sadly, we have a lot of younger generation that they're YouTube savvy, they're TikTok savvy. Well, the problem with that is, in case you didn't know this, there's a lot of propaganda that is perpetrated against the Jewish communities on these platforms that promote Holocaust deniers, that are anti-Semitic, and the list goes on. And it's growing and it's growing and it's growing. So now we fast forward. Here we are. We're in 2013, and I'm sad to say that we're seeing, again, a repeat of this all over again. Now, I have pointed this out in programs of past, and I want to reiterate this again. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but according to Ephesians 6, Paul said we wrestle against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So this is a spiritual warfare. It is absolutely demonic. And I like to call it if we were to put a title on this or terminology, I would define this as the Antichrist spirit. You've heard me talk about this. If you're a regular viewer of our program, we've talked about that this spirit has been in the earth since the days of Noah. You can find it in Genesis chapter 6. It helped escalate violence that covered the entire earth. Again, that's in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, I believe. It was one of the many things that prompted the Lord to regret creating humanity and decreed that he would destroy everything that had the breath of life in it, including mankind. And he would start over with Noah and his family. Noah being one of eight that were found righteous and in favor with God, that filled the ark, and God destroyed the earth with the flood. Then we know that this Antichrist spirit was even around in the days of the apostles. John identified this spirit in his first and second letter. He gives it the attributes. He gives the characteristics of this spirit. It is a spirit that denies Jesus Christ as the Lord. It denies he is the Messiah. It denies the deity of Christ, the relationship of the Father and the Son. He says it's a liar. The spirit of Antichrist is he who is a liar. He is Antichrist, and it's a spirit. Then we know, according to the Apostle Paul in his letter to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that this spirit will be prevalent in the earth, and it will birth the manifestation of the Antichrist. So all this is, again, it's been here past, it's been here present, and now we know that eventually it will be in the future. Now, have you ever asked yourself, why does Satan hate the Jewish people so much? Well, again, you got to go all the way back to the book of Genesis. Remember when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, God, the Lord was there. He looked at the serpent in which Satan spoke through, used as a vessel to deceive humanity. And God placed a curse upon the serpent, but then he cursed Satan. He cursed Lucifer. And he spoke a prophetic event over Lucifer. He said that there would be an event that would take place. And he said there would come a seed out of humanity. And out of that seed, the head of the serpent would be crushed. Well, we know that Again, Christ, the Messiah, was born through Mary, who was a virgin. This was the miraculous conception that birthed the Messiah. He was 100%, he was fully God and he was fully man. The Bible says the Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. And through Jesus Christ, through what he did at Calvary, what he did at the cross, what he did through his redemptive plan, he crushed the head of Satan. Now you say, well, Brother Ricky, it doesn't really seem like the head of Satan is crushed. Look around you. Look at the evil. Look at the wickedness. Look at the things, the atrocities that are happening. Guys, Satan has already been defeated, but I like to say that he's out on work release. He has a short space of time in which he is able to carry out his agenda, his plan, his schemes. The Paul called it the wiles of the wicked one. And we know that his plan is to take company with him. He's been destined for the lake of fire for eternity, and misery wants company. So Satan wants to take as many people and many souls as he can with him. And don't miss it. I want to get back on track, so I don't want to go way off course here. The reason why Satan hates the Jewish community so much, he hates Israel so much, is because, again, it would be through this nation that the Messiah would be birthed out of, and he was. You go to Revelation chapter 12, and there's a war in heaven that takes place. And during the Great Tribulation, do you know where all the wrath of Satan is poured out on? The Jewish people. Again, so Satan understands this, and this is why the Bible says that his time is short. Because listen, you may know Bible prophecy. The watchmen may know Bible prophecy. The modern day sons of Issachar may know Bible prophecy. But I'm going to tell you something today. There's somebody else that knows Bible prophecy very well, and probably better than most Bible scholars and most preachers and most pastors out there. And that is Satan himself. He knows. Your Bible says that when certain events begin to take place later in, when we get into the tribulation, Satan will know that his time is short. And because he knows his time is short, he will pour out great wrath upon the earth. All right, here's an article from Reuters. Open hatred of Jews surges globally, inflamed by the war in Gaza. I want to read a little bit of this here. All right, guys, for you guys that are watching the visual of this, I'm going to pull this article up here so you can see this. There's some language here that I don't really want to say here on the platform because I want this to stay up. But you guys are listening by audio, by Apple or by Spotify. We're going to watch some videos here, and I have a feeling they'll probably reiterate this from a news source so that that might be able to fly in the terms and conditions of YouTube and all these other platforms. But this article stresses how, and we posted this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, where, and I'm going to read a little bit of this, and we'll censor a little bit of this, and then we'll play some videos here. In Los Angeles, a man is screaming a very derogatory term against Jews, asking for their extermination, as he breaks into a family's home. In London, girls are playing in a playground, and they are called a very discriminatory term, and that they were told that they should stay off the slide altogether. In China, posts are being made likening Jews into parasites, vampires, or serpents. And this is all over social media. And it's attracting thousands of likes. And again, and you know, it's amazing to me and perplexing is why are we not hearing about any of these posts being removed? Because remember, I thought Facebook and these social media platforms were going to work overtime and overdrive to eliminate this stuff. But it's interesting that if you speak out against a certain group, that you'll be immediately snuffed out. But if you speak out against a certain other group, it seems like they get a pass for it. Again, this is another example of what we're talking about today. But we got some videos I want to show you because this goes right along with what we're talking about here. All right, here we go. This is CBS News, and they're going to kind of cover exactly what we're saying here. Check this out.
Back in the U.S., the Department of Homeland Security is warning of an increase in threats to Jewish, Arab Americans, and Muslim communities. This comes as the FBI is investigating anti-Semitic online posts targeting Jewish students at Cornell University. The university's president condemned the threats, saying, quote, "We will work to ensure that the person or people who posted them are punished to the full extent of the law."
Really? Because I'm not seeing that. If this is being done, please let me know in the comments on a platform that you're watching or listening from, because I've not seen anything done about this yet.
Meg Oliver reports from Cornell in Ithaca, New York.
We will not tolerate threats or hatred or anti-Semitism.
That was New York Governor Kathy Hochul in Ithaca Monday after posts threatening deadly violence against Jewish Cornell students were discovered over the weekend on a website where people write reviews of fraternities and sororities. One post specifically targeted the building that houses both Cornell's Center for Jewish Living and a kosher cafeteria.
Do you feel safe walking across campus by yourself?
I think I'm fearful. I mean, I'm going to have to go to classes, but there's always going to be, at least right now, that element of fear in the back of my mind.
We spoke to Jeremy Sarge, a co-president of the Center for Jewish Living, and Ori Baer, its vice president of communications.
We've always been a proponent of, you know, open and peaceful discourse, but we've also noticed that some of these demonstrations, there's kind of tiptoeing the lines between anti-Israel and anti-Semitism.
In recent weeks, college campuses have become flashpoints for debate and protest over the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with some opposing groups scuffling in the streets, and other cases escalating into intimidation, as at Cooper Union College in New York, where anti-Israel demonstrators appeared to corner Jewish students in a library.
Wow. Think about that, guys. And we've seen this video before. There's like four students there, and there's a whole mob of these people, and they're pounding on the door trying to get to them and threatening them. Again, this is not happening. This is not just happening in places overseas. This is right here in America. This was in New York City.
Since the latest chapter of war between Israel and Hamas, advocacy groups have reported alarming spikes in incidents that target Jews and Muslims, including the deadly stabbing of a 6-year-old Palestinian-American boy in Chicago just over 2 weeks ago.
It is legitimate to be scared.
Rabbi Ari Weiss is the executive director of Cornell Hillel and the grandson of Holocaust survivors.
The post that we saw, which called for Jewish people to be murdered, right? That is not about Israel at all, right? That is a specific threat. That is incitement. That is hate speech.
Are you going to change anything about your schedules or how you could go about campus in wake of this?
That's what they want. They want to break your spirit. They want to get to you and to stay strong, to stay true to who you are. And that's how you win.
All right, here's another story coming out of Las Vegas. John Anthony Miller was charged with threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder a Jewish U.S. senator after leaving her stream of vile anti-Semitic voicemails vowing to, quote, finish what Hitler started. Check this out.
Now at the Justice Department saying they've arrested and charged somebody for making anti-Semitic threats against a sitting senator in his home state of Nevada, as we are just now confirming from Senator Jackie Rosen's office that it was in fact her, John Anthony Miller, arrested apparently on Thursday.
And of course, he's got this blasphemous shirt right here. I'm guessing this is supposed to be a depiction of Jesus Christ on his shirt right here, while he's sitting here holding a cigarette and his Palestinian flag. And I don't know what this says down here, but I would probably suspect that it's going to say something that's going to be blasphemous.
Thursday, on one count of threatening a federal official, with court documents laying out a series of disturbing voicemails he left at her office, including one that refers to finishing, I'm quoting here, what Hitler started. NBC's Sahil Kapoor is joining us now. It is awful, the threats that were made to Senator Rosen, who is, I believe, only the third female Jewish senator to serve in Congress right now. What else do we know about these allegations here? What else do you know about what we're hearing from Senator Rosen, who I understand our team just caught up with in the hallways?
That's right, Hallie. We know this man is 43 years old. He was arrested on October 26th. He made his initial court appearance the following day on October 27th. He left multiple threatening voicemails this month, according to the Justice Department. They were of a menacing and anti-Semitic nature, according to court documents. He was arrested on threatening to assault, kidnap, or murder the United States senator with intent to impede, intimidate, or interfere with their official duties. Now, Senator Jackie Rosen spoke just moments ago to our colleague Frank Thorpe, confirmed that it was indeed her who was the recipient of this. And by the way, the Justice Department didn't name her, but she is confirming to us that it was her. She said, quote, "We have to always take the threat seriously." She went on to say she has full faith in the Justice Department that they'll take care of the situation, and noted that she only saw the indictment herself today for the first time. She added that this is what Jews all around the world are facing.
So think about that, guys. And so now we're seeing U.S. officials being threatened. So this is not just college campus students. It's just not normal residents in America. It's not normal citizens. But now we're seeing even U.S. officials that are being threatened. Then you had this ridiculous story. And of course, all the mainstream media outlets are anti-Semitic. Most of them are. So it's in campuses and major universities like Yale. Yale newspaper issued a retraction after receiving much backlash over a controversial editor's note on pro-Israel columns. What could they have said? According to the report, a Yale student paper apologizes after saying that the reports of Hamas atrocities were, and I quote, unsubstantiated. Unsubstantiated. Again, a Yale student paper was forced to apologize. The only reason why they apologized, guys, was not because they grew a conscience overnight. It was because they got backlash after reporting that the Hamas atrocities. Do we need to repeat what they were? Do we need to pull up more videos and show you this? But they're claiming that these were unsubstantiated. Really? Wow. According to the report, the Yale Daily News, which is the independent student newspaper and the oldest college daily in the country, was forced to retract an editor's note that targeted a pair of recent pro-Israel columns after a huge backlash. According to the report on October the 12th, column by Yale student Sahar Tariq titled, quote, "Is Yale's," and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, "For Palestine, a hate group," was hit with an editor's note without Tariq's initial knowledge, reading, quote, "This column has been edited to remove unsubstantiated claims that Hamas raped women and beheaded men." So again, guys, this is happening all over. It's happening all across America. Here's some more on this.
The state of Florida with a front row seat to the rise in anti-Semitism. I want to warn you that some of the video we're about to show you is disturbing. Last weekend, several neo-Nazi groups gathered in the Orlando area on a bridge over the interstate and outside of...
This is Florida, guys. What you're looking at right here is this is in Florida. Look at the flags. Look at this is unbelievable.
Disney Springs, which is Disney World, shouting anti-Semitic and white supremacist messaging. That same day, just north of Orlando, Democratic State Representative Anna Eskamani captured video of one of these extremist groups marching and chanting, quote, "We are everywhere." These rallies.
Well, that's not terrifying at all, is it? Wow.
Are just part of an ever-escalating surge of hate and anti-Semitism in Florida. The gunman in last month's racist shooting in Jacksonville had swastikas drawn on his assault-style rifle. And just this past week at the U.S. Open in New York, play was interrupted by a fan singing a Nazi song, specifically the song of Hitler, during a match. A report by the Anti-Defamation League found that in 2022, anti-Semitic incidents in the United States rose 36%.
Now, this was before this Mideast situation. This was before the Hamas war with Israel. Just keep that in mind.
An all-time high. American exceptionalism, indeed.
And you say, well, Brother Ricky, surely they've learned their lesson in Germany, right? I mean, because of history and all these things that did happen in the past in the 1930s. Well, think again. This is a report from Breitbart. Jews in Berlin forced to consider, quote, is it time to leave Germany? Segments of the Jewish population in Berlin are being forced to consider a question many once thought unthinkable in the wake of the atrocities committed by Adolf Hitler and the Nazi followers and the subsequent promises of, quote, never again. Yeah, right. Is it time to leave Germany? Spiegel International reports testimonies from a host of Jews in the national capital worried about their futures and those of their families as a rising tide of anti-Semitism is seen once more to cast a shadow across the city. Let's read on. The despair has arrived on the back of the Hamas terrorist attacks that killed 1,400 people in Israel on the 7th of October and kidnapped around 220 more. The report summarized the fears in a metropolis once known for its anti-Jewish hate and the records of history. Berlin, of all places, the city from which Adolf Hitler ruled over Nazi Germany. When the Nazis came to power here, 160,000 Jews lived in the city and around a third of Germany's total Jewish population. By the end of the war, only 1,500 remained. Let me say that again. 160,000 shaved down to 1,500 that remain, with the rest having been murdered in the Holocaust or driven to suicide or to flee abroad. This is just horrific, guys. The Guardian reports Germany's anti-Semitism commissioner has condemned the country's recent increase in anti-Jewish violence, warning it risks transporting the country back to its, quote, most horrific times. I'm going to say that again. The country is at risk of transporting transporting back to its most horrific times. In other words, translation, it's 1933 all over again. Are you paying attention to what's going on? And by the way, I just want to show you this little clip. This is from the Glenn Beck program. I want to show you, this is from London. Check this out.
Let me just show you some things that happened over the weekend. You'll roll the drone shot here over London. There was a massive, massive pro-Palestinian London.
Look at the amount of people. Look at this.
Rally in London. And it was, I mean, London's lost. London's lost. I was just there, there were parts of London you just didn't go to. It's no-go zones. It's like Paris. Just no-go zones. Look at how many supporters of the Palestinians there are. You cannot have a nation that is divided between life and death. Can't. And I'm sorry, but if you're choosing Hamas, you are choosing death. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. It is so very, even, I don't know if you heard this, Hillary Clinton came out and said, anybody who's asking for a ceasefire for Hamas doesn't understand Hamas. I mean, Hillary Clinton came out and said that.
Right.
And it's right. Meanwhile, here in America, here's a UMass teacher that will not condemn Hamas. Listen.
I'm not, as I tried to explain.
There's no explaining. Will you condemn terrorism? But you're a professor here and you won't do it.
Okay, but I'm
Do you think the Hamas attack was terrorism to begin with?
What's that?
Do you think the Hamas attack was terrorism to begin with? I mean,
like,
she won't even say yes to that. Was the Hamas incident, what they did to those innocent people, was it an act of terrorism? She will not answer yes. It she'll watch. She'll skirt around this entire question.
I think that there's
how do you define,
look, as something that's in the,
is that
in
a
the
freedom,
something that's in the Jewish Force for Peace statement about this that, like, has really resonated with me, is that reality all begins on when you start the clock, right? And so if you start the clock on Saturday, reality is going to look one way. If you start the clock, you know, in like the weeks prior, it's going to sound a different way.
No, you're trying to justify terror.
If you start the clock, you know, in 1948, it looks a different way.
You're a professor. Will you condemn terrorism?
I'm not. This conversation is
not
actually.
It's a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no question. This is.
You think terrorism justified if it's against Jews? Is that what you're saying?
So that's putting words in my mouth, as you know.
I'm asking you to say yes or no, and you can't do it.
Because
you're a professor. You're smart enough to know.
Okay, stop. This is amazing. This is amazing. It doesn't matter where you start the clock. Somebody that walks into an innocent family's house and guns them down, rapes the children, kidnaps people. I don't care when you start the clock. That's terrorism. Period.
Right.
That's all it is. It's mass murder. It's psychotic behavior. It is the embracing of death and everything that is evil. Just like you can start the clock on September 10th, 2001. You can start the clock on September 11th, 1972. And it's still mass murder. Still mass murder. We have to be very clear. And these people who have been playing the word games with us are very dangerous at this point. Your soul, truly, your soul is in jeopardy now on this very issue. You can want peace. You can worry about the Palestinians. I prayed last night. My family got down and we prayed last night for the Palestinian people. I don't want any of them hurt. But I do want the psychopaths that just revel in blood to be dead. I do.
Guys, you can say what you want, but he's got good valid points here. I mean, there's something wrong with you as an individual if you can agree with and side with an organization that wants this for people. Oh, and by the way, I'm not sure if you guys saw this, but we reported this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. But a Hamas official got up on, and I would play the video, but I don't want to get hit with a copyright here because this is overseas. He got up and said, quote, "We will repeat the October 7th attack time and time again until," and I quote, "Israel is annihilated." Guys, these people are not repented. They have no remorse for humanity at all. They have one agenda. Again, and it's like the Bible warned about this thousands of years ago. We have been warned about this for thousands of years. The psalmist wrote in Psalms chapter 83, he prophetically spoke and said, "Behold, your enemies make atonement." Now, he's talking to Israel. He's referencing the enemies of Israel, the Jewish people. He says, "Your enemies make atonement. Those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people. They have consulted together against your sheltered ones." And look at verse 4. They have said, not just one group, not one nation, multiple nations have said, quote, "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more." They have consulted together with one consent, and they form a confederacy against Israel. And he names them. The psalmist names who these nations are, guys, and these same nations has repeatedly in history, in different wars throughout history, they have come together in a confederacy with one agenda, and that is to destroy Israel. So again, this is this antichrist spirit. It's satanic. It is Satan himself that is pulling the strings and orchestrating this entire thing that we're seeing. And we think that all this is just in the Middle East and it's not here. No, wake up. It's right here. It's in our back door. And guys, that's just not a metaphor. It's literally in our backyard right now because the borders have been left wide open. God only knows who and how many of what has crossed this border, our borders, and is sitting back and waiting for the opportune time. Look at this. Jewish homes have Stars of David painted on them in Paris. Look at this picture right here. In France, buildings that belonged to French Jews in Paris have been marked with the Star of David. Guys, this was the same thing they did back in the 30s. It's here. It's happening again. Homes across Paris have been marked with the Star of David in a chilling reminder of the Holocaust. France already documented 819 latent anti-Semitic attacks since the war between Hamas and Israel began on October 7th. This is according to their minister Minister of the Interior. In Jewish homes on the outskirts of Paris, multiple blue stars of David have been painted on homes and stone fences. And again, if you're watching this by the visual, we're showing you this. Swastikas have also been sprayed next to Jewish institutions, and students have been publicly harassed outside of Jewish schools. One Twitter user shared a photo of the homes and said, quote, disturbing, Jewish homes in Paris are being marked with the Stars of David. Look at this. Right there. Another individual said, quote, this is not a tag. This is an insult to history and an insult to democracy, an insult to the Republic. And again, the UK has also seen a spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the war broke out, with more than 805 incidences in the past month, an increase of 689%. We shouldn't be surprised. We just showed you the video that Glenn Beck showed, and you saw the multitudes and multitudes of people that are standing with Hamas. So guys, listen, everything I showed you today, what we've talked about on this program, is a chilling reminder that we are indeed in the last days, and we are seeing the spirit of Antichrist rise again. And again, what this means is if the spirit of Antichrist is rising to this level, guys, I believe with all my heart that we are edging in closer and closer to the revealing of the Antichrist, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So listen, we're getting ready to close this podcast. Before we do that, again, I would love for you guys to hit the like button, hit that share button. This pushes our material out there. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, it's available on Apple and Android devices. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. You're going to be all squared away, and you're going to be able to keep up with all of our messages, our programs, everything out there. Again, bookmark our main website right there below us on the screen. If you're watching the visual, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find our main website. That's going to be our landing page. Also, we're on every major social media outlet out there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're even on Rumble. This is an alternative video platform for you guys that perhaps you don't watch it through the app or through YouTube. We do have a Rumble channel. You can go find us at our Rumble channel. Just again, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, and there you will find us. So guys, can we just take a moment, and I want us to come together in agreement, and let's pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters. Could you imagine, just stop for a second and imagine, What kind of anxiety and stress that they must be going through right now, seeing what's happening. Imagine being their grandmothers and grandfathers, and they are very familiar with what happened in the 1930s and the rise of Hitler and Nazism, and probably what happened to their parents or to their grandparents. So this is a serious situation, and we need everybody to come together right now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our Jewish brothers and sisters, Lord, and even those of faith, God, because we know, according, Lord, we are not ignorant of this. We know that the spirit is rising again in the earth. And Lord, we have heard the rhetoric that's coming out of the vessels that are spewing this anti-Semitism and this hate. Lord, many of these factions have said that they're going to come for the Saturday people first and then the Sunday people next. So Lord, we're all in this together. Lord, whether we're Jewish, but Lord, or whether we're not, because we're all Jews by circumcision of heart through being grafted into the covenant of Jesus Christ. So we stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters in every community that may be represented here today. We don't know who you are and where you're listening from, but we stand with you today. We pray with you today. We ask that our Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yahweh Elohim, He would put His angels over you, put them around you. He would bear you up in His hands and in their hands, lest your foot dash against a stone. We profess and plead the precious blood of Jesus over your homes, over your businesses, over your families, over your ministries, over your synagogues, wherever you're listening, whatever you're doing today. We take this time today and we pray for you. We intercede for you. We bind all assignments of hell that would be perpetrated to kill, steal, and destroy, and we declare that they shall be foiled, they shall not prevail, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray, and all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, guys, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's going to be where you're going to find us. We appreciate you guys keeping up with our ministry and following us. Listen, if this ministry has been a blessing to you and you would like to support our ministry with a gift of any amount, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically, and the easy way to do that is through the app right there at the bottom. If you're watching by visual, if you go to the bottom of your app, go where it's a little donate button. It's got a heart. You just click on there. If you're listening and you're watching by endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, again, just go click where it says support the ministry. Or donate, click on there. It's going to bring you to an electronic page where you can give there via electronically. Or you can give by check or money order, and you can do that via by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. So again, guys, we greatly appreciate you guys taking the time out on this Thursday night, November 2nd. Listen, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow on Friday, November the 3rd, same time, same place, same channel, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.